Hello and welcome to the MMA Addicts podcast. Today, I just want to jump right into what I'm talking about. I'm talking about Dana White's contender series. But first, I just want to mention there's a matchup tonight, Alexei Oleinik versus Derek Lewis. I'm really hyped for that fight. It's going to be a good fight. They're both just going to go at it, hopefully. I can't wait to see Oleinik's jiu-jitsu on display, and I think that'll be a great fight. But without further ado, I'm going to talk about the problem that I see with Dana White's contender series. So far, there's only been two people that are ranked that have gone undefeated, that haven't had a big loss since they've been on Dana White's contender series. They happen to be both undefeated. But even if you aren't undefeated, it's fine if you aren't undefeated in the UFC. Say you lost your first fight after Dana White's contender series, and you picked it back up, and then you started winning fights, and then you just came up, and you end up being a champion or something. I'd say, yeah, that loss is fine. But you see all these people from Dana White's contender series losing, because I think the problem with them is they haven't had enough preparation. A lot of them are young guys that come right into the UFC, and they have trouble because they haven't had enough experience outside of the UFC, and I think most of them are rushed. So I'm just gonna start bringing up examples. Chase Hooper, sure, yes. He's still pretty early along in his run in the UFC, but it was kind of going to be a big fight for him at featherweight against Alex Caceres. He ended up dropping that fight. You could see the experience advantage that Alex Caceres had over him. Because Caceres was able to just keep the fight on the feet, and Hooper wasn't even really trying to take him down where he's best suited. And you could just tell Caceres' boxing was just way above Hooper's level. And then another fighter I really like him, Dan Ige. I'm a really big fan of Dan Ige, but he just recently lost to Calvin Kattar. He just got outfought in that matchup. It was a good fight, but he did get beat. And then the most recent example we know of is Edmund Shahbazyan. He dropped that fight to Derek Brunson. And Shahbazyan, he didn't fight a bad fight. He fought a good fight. He tried to keep he kept the fight standing for most of the fight. He fought a good fight. It didn't go his way because you could tell that the experience of Brunson outplayed the youthfulness of Shahbazyan. And then the only two that have been able to break this, or actually three, I guess, because you have Alex Perez, who's in the lightweight division, so he's broken it. But Jeff Neal and Sean O'Malley are really the big two that have broken through that worry of can fighters from Dana White's contender series really be elite contenders in the UFC? So, I mean, just looking at the rankings, you have a fair amount of them on there, but they've lost big fights. In another example, Macy Barber, she got up there in high-ranked flyweight, and she lost to Roxanne Modafferi, which Modafferi is a very experienced fighter. You see a pattern. It's they go up against very high-level experienced fighters, and they lose because they haven't done that enough times. They haven't fought lower ranked, experienced fighters. They just try to go up and fight these top ranked, which just, it doesn't work out. And it's very difficult to do without too much experience. So someone who I want to talk about now is Khamzat Chimaev. Man, do I love this kid. He's such a good fighter. And his last fight, he absorbed zero strikes. The other guy didn't even throw a single strike. That's when you know you're dominating opponents, when you didn't take a single strike. And he could fight three times in 31 days if he's able to fight on the Stipe DC card. I don't want to get too far into the Stipe DC card because I'm going to do a full preview of it next week. But I am very excited for this card. And they haven't even planned out they don't really have the prelims yet. Oh, I guess they do. They have a lot of fighters on the card, yeah. But I do not see Khamzat Chimaev. And that's the worry with having him. I really want to see him fight again, but it's going to be almost impossible to get him into the country. But I am really hyped for that card. But right now I want to just talk some about the Olenek versus Lewis, this card. I am really excited for it, and I just can't wait to see the action tonight. So I'm just gonna start off. I know some of the people fighting lower on the card, but I'm gonna start off with the featured prelim. Tim Means versus Laureano Starpoli. Means, I think, is probably going to try to wrestle him. I'm not sure. But Starpoli has such good... He's such a good striker. I'm a really big fan of this kid because of how pure of a striker he is. He's obviously... He's not Adesanya level, but if there's something a little below that, that's where he's at. He's a really good striker. And if you want to watch a high-level striker, watch that featured prelim bout between Tim Means and Laureano Starpoli. And then the next fight on the card is a lightweight bout between Beniel Dariush and Scott Holtzman. I have to go with Dariush in this matchup because he's just such... He's such a good all-around fighter, a really good grappler, pretty solid striker, and I think he's going to take that one. And then I'm just going to skip. I like Maki Pitolo. He's a good fighter. And then I don't really know much about the women's bantamweight matchup, so I'm just going to go straight to the co-main event. Omari Akhmedov versus Chris Weidman. This is a really interesting bout because you have Chris Weidman, who hasn't fought in a while, and he's getting pretty old. I mean, yes, Olenek's older than him, but I think they're a different way. Like, they've aged in a different way. Olenek's still just like a beast, and Weidman is... He doesn't have that, like, de-aging effect like Olenek does. So, I think Akhmedov will take the fight because he's a really good striker. And he can wrestle. I think he'll be able to stop the wrestling of Weidman and be able to keep it on the feet. And he'll just pound on Weidman. And I think he'll pretty easily take the win in that situation. And then the heavyweight bout to cap off the card is between Alexei Olenek and Derek Lewis. Man, is this going to be a great, great fight. I don't think there's a possible way. I just don't think it's possible for this fight to go to a decision. I just don't think that can happen. Because you have a great grappler, you have a great striker, and I think one of them will for sure knock out the other one just easily. like, not easily. I didn't mean to say that. But I think Lewis can knock out Olenek. And Olenek can for sure knock out Lewis. I'm not saying, like, it will happen. But he definitely has knockout power. His hands have been underrated. And Lewis definitely has the knockout power. We've seen it time and time again. But then once the fight hits the ground, man, Olenek, he's a killer on the ground. I mean, he's had over 70 fights. I don't think this man is human. I think we need to start investigating. Is he an alien or something? I mean, how does... He's 43, and he's fought 73 times. 74th tonight against Derek Lewis. And it's crazy, like, all the different submissions he has. He's gotten 2 Ezekiel chokes, which is shouldn't be able to happen in the US, or in MMA, I mean. I just don't understand it. And then he's got, like, 5 neck cranks. He's just insane on the ground. Derek Lewis needs to keep this fight standing, or he's going to be in a world of hurt. But if he can keep it standing, he's really got a good chance. He does have a good chance. Because he can 100% knock out Alexei Olenek. I for sure believe in that. And that's it for today. Yeah, it's a really short episode. I wanted to talk about some of the problems with Dana White's Contender Series, because I think people, it's kind of overlooked that this is actually happening. The problem with Dana White's Contender Series is it hasn't really worked that well. I mean, you have people like Sean O'Malley. Yes, you're discovering good talent through the show. There's no question that good talent is being discovered. But I think you're rushing them because he's like, they were on my Contender Series, so that means they're a contender, like, right away. Because you had people, you had, like, Edmund Shahbazyan, he wanted to get in there and compete for a title. Fifth. You had Macy Barber, she wanted to get in there, compete for a title, like, right away, be the youngest to ever do it. Failed. Yes, it was really unfortunate. She, like, tore her ACL or something. And that's really unfortunate. But she failed. And that's the problem with the Contender Series, is you have too many people failing that are Contender Series alums. They just haven't been able to succeed enough in the UFC for me to have too much faith in the Contender Series. So that is finally it. I think it was really important to talk about the Contender Series, because there definitely has been good talent. But I'm not saying that there hasn't been good talent, but I think they just need to develop a little more after the Contender Series, and then I think they can be real contenders. I think Dana should give them a little more time to develop, like he has done with Sean O'Malley. Sean O'Malley has been given enough fights to really develop. I mean, yes, it's only 4 fights, but he's learned a lot in these fights. I mean, he like broke his foot. The foot was out of his, the bone was out of his foot against Andre Sakharmov. And then he's just done crazy things. Like, I think he's a really good fighter. And he definitely, like, he's fought 4 times in the UFC, I believe. Yeah, he's fought, okay, so he's fought Tyrion Ware. That was at the Ultimate Fighter 26 finale. And then he's fought Andre Sukumtoth, Jose Alberto Quinones, I don't know what I'm saying. And then Eddie Wineland. And he had a really good fight against Eddie Wineland. And he's fought really well. And he's going to fight Chito Vera, Marlon Vera at UFC 252. That's the co-main event. And he's been one that has really succeeded after the Contender Series. Another one, Jeff Neal. He has been able to succeed after the Contender Series. He's beat Mike Perry, Nico Price, Bilal Muhammad. And it's really nice to see that there have been guys. I'm not saying there haven't been guys that have been successful. I'm saying that I think they have, that most of the time, they've been rushed. They have been rushed. I think there's no question about that, because you have seen all these different times that the people from the Contender Series, they go and they end up losing, and that's, I mean, I don't know what other reason you could really give for a guy going and losing after the Contender Series. I mean, it's because they haven't had enough time to prepare, and they haven't had enough high-level opponents. That's why, like, these champs are champs, because they've been able to develop on the undercard. Sure, they've had tough fights, but if you look at all the people from the Contender Series, these fights that they have lost, sure, they may have gone to decisions, but they've been pretty like decisive, most of these decisions. Like, Macy Barber went to decision. That was pretty decisive. Edmund Shabazian got knocked out. And you could tell Shabazian, like, in that final round, at the beginning of the final round, he just didn't want to be there. He was kind of just out of it. He should not have been put back out there. But I understand why, like, they wanted to give him another shot, but it was still smart of Herb Dean to not let him pound on him too much on the ground. But that's finally going to be it. Yes, I'm done talking, finally. But I don't think the Contender Series overall has been as successful as it was meant to be. So that's it for today's episode. I think I'll be back tomorrow talking about Derek Lewis versus Alexi Olenek. That's all I've got for today. See you next episode.